Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Kim's. Wow, it's been really, like, I feel like it's been such a long time since I've updated an episode. So, I've been getting a lot of questions on my telonym, and it comes from many topics, really many. But on today's episode, I am going to list down some movies, dramas, videos, and reality shows for you to get your drive, because it doesn't matter which phase of life you're in, you have your own struggles. And in many cases that I have experienced since my secondary school days was that there is definitely procrastination and laziness. We are all humans. I mean, it's okay to be lazy at times, but make sure that you're reaching your goals or not giving inconvenience to the people around you. Sometimes we just don't realize that our laziness actually brings inconvenience to the people around us. Jangan sampai orang nak kena berbuat belakang kau baru kau sedar. Okay, aku dah melalut sikit. So let's just get on with the list. The first video that it can stir your... Is it stir? Yeah, I think so. Still, your motivation will be, at least for me, is Lily Singh's Superwoman video on YouTube. Go check it out, guys. The title of the video is My Secret to Success. A very short video, and it's more visual, so you can really see the... How should I say? You can really feel the drive. I am not sure if, like, macam mana nak cakap, my kind of explanation is not good. Yeah, so just check it out. And I mean, you do not need to listen to a lot of words. It's more to visual. I mean, it suits me lah, because I don't really like to listen. I am more to a visual person, so go watch it. Next is definitely the video on, the title would be How I Became an Adult by Wong Fu Productions. It's an awesome video that has a storyline, and oh my god, I just love the video. It really, like, makes me want to live a better life. So that's the two videos that can get you started. Now, let's move on to the dramas and the shows. So, in my opinion, the must-watch shows, especially for those that have just started their adulthood life, would be a variety show called I Live Alone. Yes! Get started, guys. Watch it on Viu. You can watch it through a Viu app or website. Wherever you can. It helped me sort off my life. It's a Korean variety show, and the most inspiring episodes were TVXQ, Changmin, and Big Bang Seungri, like how they live their life. If you want to live a fantastic life, you have to work hard. I just love their episodes so much. Okay, so let's move on to movies and dramas. My go-to movie whenever I need a motivation, since secondary school, since poly days, since when I took my second diploma, and even now when I'm working, whenever I'm having a burnout, I will watch this movie. It is called Legally Blonde. Even until today, it is my go-to movie. I will always watch it. Let's see, what else? Ooh, there's three idiots. It's a Bollywood movie. Don't miss it. It's awesome, especially those who are studying. Those who are studying, please go watch it. It's an awesome movie. And if you cannot hear, right now, actually, my mom is shouting, screaming my name for me to go out and eat with her. She's at the living room and I'm in my room recording a podcast. She doesn't know that. So, I'll answer that later. So let's continue. So there's also another Bollywood movie the title Queen. Girls, go watch it. I mean, all girls should watch it. Get your girl power there. And next is Zindagi Na Milengi Dobara, which gives you motivation to live and enjoy life. I mean, it's not so much inspiring for me, but it gives me a break. It helps me to put a break to certain things for me to get my self-love and that kind of stuff. Well, at least for me, here I am just giving suggestions, you know. Now, dramas. My go-to Korean drama would be What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. That's an awesome one for those, like, if those of you like working in an office environment, go ahead. Then followed by Emergency Couple and I Hear Your Voice. So these kinds of movies usually, you know, like have like in a healthcare sector or in a lawyer kind of environment. I mean law environment, the court, and yeah, but it's a very inspiring drama. Like you would be obsessed with your own career, that kind of stuff. So kalau cerita Melayu, I think the only one that literally inside my mind right now is only Golden Genju. I mean, I can't think a lot because it's all blank right now. And whatever I'm telling you guys is literally all the dramas, the movies, the videos that I would always go for. I mean, it's a repetition for me. So if you guys have any suggestions to get people to be motivated, then just let me know. You can share with me on my socials. Hope that you guys feel motivated. See you on the next episode. And remember, kalau malas, macam mana nak berjaya?